Good morning, MGTOW Man. This is a sort of one of the things about Linux systems is there's plenty of really good software around, but I'm trying to get this webcam shit to sort of work. A lot of this stuff works all right, but but the problem is when things go kind of wrong, you know, meaning I've got the fucking, meaning, you know, I fucked up and I had the video, I don't know, the microphone level turned up way too high. I'd fucked up, I just thought that was accidentally turned that up. And, bit of a chill here. And, yeah. So, the so what is it called? Yeah, so, you know, that fucked up a recording, but a lot of the software that runs on Linux, hello Peanut, a lot of the software that runs on Linux puts out fucking video. These come from the days when there was the Microsoft, you know, format wars, where Microsoft Office and Microsoft Windows was the sort of dominant sort of player, and everybody was saying, fuck this, you know, and all their sort of, everything they produced was sort of locked into the bloody Microsoft fucking operating system and software and licensing agreements and all this sort of stuff. So a lot of people started coming out with free and open fucking source software that could be basically developed as long as you made attributions to whoever fucking created it, and you signed off on any changes to the software, you know. So you get some really excellent software, but, you know, some of it belongs in the fucking dark ages because it's become, what's the word? It's become sort of redundant with time because most consumers did not want it, did not use it, did not seek it out, did not find out about it, you know, and it's basically vanished into the mists of time. So in trying to sort out, you know, this horrendous audio problem and trying to sort of convert it out of MKV into MP3 and then editing it, it just got really difficult, you know. I'm tired. I don't have fucking time to fuck around all night with shit, you know, and then so I just started installing all these other bloody video type apps, and some of them have got WebM or web.wev or something, web.v or something, you know, web, like a video version of WebM type web page images, you know. And, you know, AVI and, you know, fucking, so you basically what you got to do is convert all these fucking video types and video sizes and compression rates into much tighter compression rates using H.264, and not a lot of video compression sort of software runs H.265, which gives much higher compression for a comparable video. You know, like, I would just say, in an optimistic sense, you got anywhere from 1/3 to 1/4 the video size. And, what's the word? You know, so if it's a 1 gig video file, you can reduce it down to, say, 350 meg or 240 meg, you know what I mean? Something like that, you know, depending on what's in the video. And so H.265 is heaps better, but H.264, you know, it's fair, you know. But the thing is, it's a format that everybody is using, you know. It's like the old FLV format, you know, that was used by everybody for a fucking long time. That was used by everybody for a long time. And then, yeah. So, just having flashbacks about someone. Well, we've got a lot of work to do. Yeah, so I've been at this shit for hours, you know, and I'm fucking tired. That's why I got the glasses, is because I have to look at a screen with really small fonts on it to just, you know. Anyway, so I went out, and a woman who I thought I sort of liked, because she was nice, but she was nice in a very superficial fucking, you know, way that if you were crawling up her ass and telling her how wonderful she was, she just really appreciated it. But what I did was I was going to engage her in some sort of jolly little processes to say that, I used to really like, you know, I've come to really appreciate Margaret Thatcher, and but since she's just sort of died and got old and got dementia and a few strokes and shit and then sort of died, That's left a space at the top of the imaginary, of my queue of imaginary fucking girlfriends. So, you know, the good news is you've been promoted from 175th to 174th, you know. And here's a link to her video. You know, the website address of this particular video and the name of the video file. But, thought, well, that'd be fun, but, you know, yeah, I just ran across, our paths crossed sort of accidentally, and, I just said, oh, you know, here's here's a video of one of the, you know, have you heard of Margaret Thatcher? Well, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't find this out till just recently, like a few hours back, but the Prime Ministers of England, their terms are sort of, they're not set. They're only Prime Ministers for as long as they're actually doing a good job leading their party and they have the faith of the majority, you know. They have the support of the majority. And so then when that fails, then they're kicked out of office, you know, and they're sort of demoted back from being a prime minister by the royal of the times. And anyway, she was the longest serving prime minister from 1979 to 1990. And with her, I said to this, I ran into this woman just sort of by accident, and she said, oh, hi, I saw you coming in this morning, blah, 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 you know. And then I said, yeah, I got this video I wanted to show you, you know. I'd written it down on a piece of paper, the name of the file and the web address for it, and said, yeah, this is on Margaret Thatcher, you know. I didn't know much about her as a kid because I was too young, and I didn't understand what was going on the other side of the world, and the media here isn't really much help. And gave her the slip of paper. I said, you know, I'd like to share this with you so you can see it for yourself, you know. And she looks at it and reads it, you know. I said, yeah, she was particularly brilliant. I really, you know, I couldn't appreciate her as a kid, but as an adult, you know. I really like her, you know. And so, you know, and she looks at the piece of paper and goes, ooh, you know. And I think it was a bit of a showstopper for her, because as long as people are sort of simping to her at her, like she's mid-40s, you know, and as long as people are sort of simping to her and telling her how marvellous she is and all this other fucking crap, she likes all the superficial bullshit, but she's all you know, here we are skipping hand in hand down the country lane type shit, and all of a sudden she sort of wandered in onto the freeway with, you know, six lanes of oncoming traffic, you know. Standing there like a deer in the headlights going, ooh, you know, there's a lot more to this guy than just, you know, stupid superficial shit, you know. And, you know, that's where she's at, you know. And so she says, oh, hands it back. Oh, sorry, I probably wouldn't have time to watch that. And I said, no, go, give it a go. Give it a, have a. It's really good, you know. And what the thing is that what's really important to me is not really what's important to her. And she's backed out of this fucking pronto. And so I say, oh, okay. You know, and so I just said, oh, well, you have a nice day then, and I'll see you later. Bye, and just walked off, you know. And, you know, she's out of her depth. She doesn't know how to fucking deal with me. And she's just shallow and sort of full of shit, you know. You know, skip, 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 you know, fucking. And, yeah, she's, you know, like a little, like one of those little water wader bugs, you know, the little bugs that walk across the surface of the water. And then all of a sudden she's looked down and going, fuck, you know, there's, you know, here we are in the deep, in a deep part of the ocean. it's no longer a little pond, you know. And, yeah, so I thought that was good. That was good to get rid of her. I thought it was really good just to see her, because she's in her mid-40s. I used to think of her as kind of nice looking and kind of nice and sort of friendly and all this sort of stuff, but she's just super superficial, shallow and disingenuous, you know, and there's not a lot of substance there. And, you know, in the days before she got old and all her looks sort of started to tank. You know, her main draw card was a cunt and a fucking, her youth and fertility and a cunt, you know. And the looks was just a sort of bit of a bonus, you know. And now all that's fucking, she's old, she's infertile and her looks are have slid. The very fact that she's got no character development and not a lot in the way of brains. And she's still into that, oh, I'm falling out. Oh, a guy is starting to simp for me. Oh, my looks, my looks. Oh, aren't I awesome? Yes, he thinks I'm attractive. Oh. You know, she's into that shit, you know, and not much else. So the fact that I was able to sort of have some really open engagement on things that require personality and brains and character, she just sort of, you know, blew over like a cardboard cutout. And, you know, and I was very glad the way that I sort of, I didn't dismiss, I basically sort of dismissed it without being dismissive. I just said, oh, well, I'm ending the, I just sort of said, I didn't say this in words, but I said it in, I'm ending this engagement and I don't give a fuck, you know, I'm not bothered in the least by the fact that you're just a brainless fucking shallow sort of a slut, you know. I don't care, you know. You mean nothing to me. And and that was really good. I was quite pleased with that, you know. And this woman who was another woman, you know. So we got Blondo and the Psycho. And the fucking Psycho was there and she was doing what she usually does. And so she used to carry on like she's a woman from the 50s and 60s, you know. And she'd say certain things in certain ways, just like a woman from that era, the 50s and 60s, would say in the dinkum Australian, you know, Aussie speak. Oh, g'day, love. How you going, Dales? No worries, love. Oh, so what have you been up to, love? Oh, that's really good, Dales. Oh, such a... Oh, love, that's really nice. Oh, it's a good one, love, you know. She's talking like that. And so I started... I thought this was really funny, you know, like a caricature, you know. So I just started emulating her because it was funny. And she, of course, got extremely hostile and refused to say love to me ever again. You know? And I thought that was even funnier. And, you know, because there is a difference between finding how someone carries on as funny versus ridiculing the person, you know, and she just couldn't deal with either of it, I don't think, you know. And, you know, so I let it go. And what she did was then refused to say, oh, g'day, love, how you going? When our paths crossed. And, yeah, over a few months, you know, the thing was that she... One day she just started glaring at me madly, and I thought, oh, fuck, you know, this is... It wasn't the fact that she was glaring at me. She just looked really ugly, and she looked sort of fucking psychotic, you know. So she changed from someone who looked... was adopting a caricature of some other woman in the 50s, you know. You know, and then she'd... changed to being like, you know, someone who was really crazy looking and sort of, you know, from someone who looked like they were barely even keeping it together. I didn't know, you know what I mean? And then they changed to being, you know, just sort of livid with fucking rage, you know. And then our next meeting that we had, she was... You know, she had a name tag for one of her tits, so I called her tit, you know, I spoke to her tit, you know, because I knew its name, and like, yeah, so that was fairly cordial, that was nice, you know, and then ran into her a couple of weeks later, and, yeah, she's fucking really argumentative. And I said, oh, so there's foreign tin food here. This is really good. It's, you know, all you need is a spoon and you got a fucking instant meal. You come in here, you know, spend $10 and you got a fucking really good square. You know, it's foreign. It's a bit of an exotic sort of thing. You know, it's not the cheapest of the cheap food, but it's good, you know what I mean? It's a bit of a treat, you know. And it's really good food. It's nutritional. It's filling. It's got, you know, vitamins and minerals and protein. It's sustenance, you know. And I said, you know, you see this, having a few tins of this for a main meal is just way loads better than going to McDonald's, because McDonald's is just sugar and fat and salt, you know. That's all it is. It's just garbage. But this is a good square meal. And then she goes, I don't know what she said, but then she turned around and said, oh, well, you know, something like dismissive, you know. Like, oh, well, if you don't like eating McDonald's, you could always eat it somewhere else, you know. Something just fucking overriding and just dismissive. So I countered back, you know, she was just getting in. She was argumentative and getting in the last word. So I stood up for myself and... Sometimes when I do things, it's not to win their argument. It's to see what comes. It's like giving it a squeeze and seeing how much pus comes out, you know. So I said, yeah, well, you know, that could be right, but, you know, I'd much rather have a good nutritious meal out of a few tins, you know, with a spoon, and this is really good stuff, you know. Oh, well, you can always go eat. You don't like it, you know, if you don't like eating at McDonald's, you can always go somewhere else, you know. Again, you know, fucking yep, 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 yep. And so again, I stood my ground and said, no, well, you know, I don't want to eat takeaway, I want to eat good food, you know. And don't want to eat junk like fucking McDonald's. This is really nutritional food. It's really good, you know. And again, for the third time, she goes, oh, fucking, you know. Well, you don't have to eat at McDonald's. You can always have other takeaway places you can eat at, you know. And I thought, you know, this woman, the test isn't for sort of like mental illness kind of stuff, borderline personality, on the spectrum sort of shit. The test isn't for so much in the, there's two sorts of tests. There's the immediate sort of in the moment sort of stuff where you go, this person's fucking, this is just a whack job kind of set of personality traits. This is fucking, this is not right, you know. But when you sort of run it on a sort of like a drawing a graph, you know, this is when the high tide comes in and you watch as the moon and the dates and the Earth's rotation and shit slowly shift out of phase. So it goes every 28 days with the moon. It resets, you know. It goes through all these cycles, you know, 1/28th of a day. The tide comes in at a different time and goes out at a different time twice a day, you know. And over the fucking whole month, you'll get that shift where it's back to where it was 1 month ago, you know. But if you do it for several months, you'll see that there's these cycles, the repeatable cycles of, you know, high tides and low tides at different times, you know. Well, when you sort of look at the behaviour characteristics of this woman, she's quite fucking nutso. It's all highly irrational and it's very sort of antagonistic, and she's just crazy, you know, really fucking crazy. So I've had one good, meaningful, decent sort of interaction with her, and the rest of it, it's just sort of, you know. So, you know, I'll bless her and I'll be kind to her and I'll be kind and caring, but just don't subscribe to the shit because she's broken stuff, you know, she's broken, you know, and can't be fixed. It's not my problem, but I can just be nice. If I have to deal with her, just be nice to her, you know, and just fucking don't subscribe to the shit, you know what I mean? Like one interaction out of, say, 5 or 8 might be really nice, and the rest of it's fucking the other 7 or the other, say, 5 or 7. They say the other 7 interactions out of fucking 8, she's completely psychotic. She's just fucking bananas, you know, on the spectrum. So, you know, I won't actively avoid her, but if there's other people that I can interact with for the certain goods and services and stuff like that, then I'll choose those. And, yeah. But if I have to deal with her, I won't just make a scene. I'll just be nice, you know, just be nice to her. Because I think it pays to be kind and understanding, but also it's not my problem and I can't fix her. It's not my job to fix her, so just be nice, you know. Yeah, so the blondo, you know, as soon as she was out of simping land and into fucking, you know, into sort of real and direct interaction land, you know. She's just, you know, the deer that's wandered off the lovely little two-lane country road, you know, and onto the bloody, you know, the 6 lanes of oncoming traffic, and she just goes, fuck, I don't know how to deal with this. You know, because at her age, she's never developed character and brains, and she's never developed gratitude, and she's never had to fucking develop all those things, and now she's old and she's all her cunt's dried up, her eggs are fried, you know. All her youthful sort of resources of fertility and fuckability and the ability to have children, it's all gone, you know. And there's not much left, There's no brains or character or gratitude or, you know, oh, an opportunity, you know, what a great thing, you know. It's like that sort of thing when you pick the brains of fucking women, you know, it's like 30 seconds or less. You can sound most of them out as far as you'll ever need to, you know. what you see is what you get, because had she have gone for that Margaret Thatcher video, we'd have something really good to talk about the next time we meet. You know, this is how you don't have to develop relationships on, hi, how are you, let's fuck. Once you move out of that and into sort of character and brains and sort of the ability to think about things and, you know, look at the world in new and different ways and to be appreciative and grateful and looking for the opportunities and taking them. Once you get people that are into shit canning the fucking opportunities, you've just got cunts. Useless fucking cunts, you know, and that's what she is. She's not a good person. And when I looked at all the lines on her face, the lines in her face are from her most used expressions. And the most used expressions are, you know, she's nasty, she's selfish, she's shallow, and she's just a piece of shit. She's got nothing else going for her, you know. You know, her looks, you know, she's not 22 or 23, she's like, you know, mid-40s. And it's not a good fucking thing, you know. She said, wow, Margaret Thatcher, yeah, I've heard a little bit about her. Fuck, I'd really like to see this. This looks really good. Yeah, thank you for that. It was just that instant dismissal, hand it back. Don't want to know about it. So that was really good. She's fucked herself. She's shown herself up for what she is. And I just said, fine, that's all right, you know. See you later. And just walked off, you know. So thank you, MGTOW Man. Bye.